This is Kristen Matsko and Catherine Windsor from Adler, Pollack & Sheehan. We regularly post helpful tips regarding estate and tax matters on our blog, Insight on Estate Planning. We're here today to offer some additional thoughts on recent blog topics in a quick discussion that we call Further Insight. Today's topic, you haven't coordinated your estate plan with your spouse.
Hi, Kristen. What are some scenarios that you've seen why a spouse has not coordinated their estate plan with another spouse?
Well, some couples keep their finances completely separate. I think it's a natural progression for those same couples to view their estate planning as separate too. We also frequently see couples who have had multiple marriages who tend to view their assets and estate planning as separate from their second or third or more spouse. What are some of the reasons to coordinate estate planning, though, Catherine?
From a tax perspective, coordinating your estate plan with your spouse may be beneficial to take advantage of the portability election when the first spouse dies. When the first spouse dies, the spouse can elect to transfer the deceased spouse's unused exclusion amount to the surviving spouse. This is referred to as portability. The lifetime federal gift and estate exemption is currently $12,920,000 for 2023. That's per person. The lifetime exemption is the amount that an individual may gift during their lifetime or pass to beneficiaries at death without federal gift or estate tax.
Wait a second, Catherine. Are you telling me that a couple can shield almost $26 million from estate taxes?
Yes, with proper planning. After 2025, though, the exemption is going to revert back to $5.49 million adjusted for inflation if Congress does not intervene. What we generally try to do is retain as much of the exclusion amount as possible when the first spouse dies, so the deceased spouse's unused exemption can be applied to the second spouse's estate, hopefully sheltering both estates from federal estate tax.
Are there any other reasons?
Sure. Another reason to coordinate estate planning is for gifting purposes. The annual gift exclusion for 2023 is $17,000 per person. This means you can gift up to $17,000 per recipient without reducing your lifetime exemption. There's no federal gift tax on the annual exclusion. For example, your spouse decides to gift $34,000 to your child. If you or your spouse split the gift is recognized as $17,000 being transferred individually from each of you and your spouse, and you're maximizing both of your annual exclusions.
What happens if you transfer more than that?
It has reduced your overall lifetime estate and gift tax exemption, so it comes out of that $12 million for 2023. You're also going to have to file a gift tax return.
Okay, so this is something that you definitely want to review with both your estate planning attorney and your accountant.
Oh, of course. And regardless of whether you have coordinated your estate plans, your new spouse should speak with an estate planning attorney anyway. Your estate planning attorney can facilitate communication and make recommendations on planning. Sharing your estate plan with your spouse also prevents surprises upon you or your spouse's death.
Always important.
Very much so.